The long, hot summer is over. The boys and girls are back in school, but it's not and shouldn't be all work and no play. Special events are all part of our school days, but there's one celebration which doesn't happen anymore and is largely forgotten. They were the most colourful gatherings of the school year, which involved mums, family members, friends and teachers all putting in an awful lot of work, making fantastic costumes so their offspring could represent countries all over the world. These were the Empire Day celebrations, which were huge events in schools, large and small, across Norwich and all over Norfolk and the rest of the land. They were also great geography and history lessons as the children learnt about these countries, large and small, across the world, and what life was like for the people. It was Reginald Brabazon, the 12th Earl of Meath, who came up with the idea of celebrating an Empire Day. During the latter part of the 19th century, this travelling diplomat had watched as children at a school in Canada marched, singing the national anthem and proudly waving the Union flag. Reginald had friends in powerful places, and it was finally agreed to celebrate Empire Day on May the 24th, which also happened to be Queen Victoria's birthday. It was decided to form the Empire Movement to promote the training of all children in all virtues which conduce to the creation of good citizens, responsibility, sympathy, duty, and self-sacrifice. How the people, and especially the children, loved Empire Day. Several years ago, I spoke to Stephanie Ward, who lived in Australia. She popped in to see me with pictures and memories of the celebrations at Thought Hamnet School in the 1930s when she was little Stephanie Curtis. Oh, they were lovely times. The headmistress was Miss Britton, and we had a teacher called Miss Flowers who helped me make our red, white and blue outfits from crepe paper, she said. In 2002, Jean Pond of Norwich and Hilda Whittam of Edgefield wrote about their wonderful memories of Empire Day. Jean was a pupil at Bull Close Infants in the city, where one of the city fathers, the Lord Mayor or the Sheriff, would arrive in their traditional costumes to meet and greet the children. And they sang, "Today we bring our flags to school and proudly march along, for this, you know, is Empire Day and joyfully we sing our song." For weeks before this day, they had rehearsed the country dance of Rufty Tufty, and the milkmaid bonnets had been made by the people at the nearby blind school in the city. It was a day of pageants, fun and games, with the official announcement from the city father in attendance that for the rest of the term, Thursday afternoons would be a holiday, an announcement greeted with loud cheers. Empire Day was a major celebration between the wars, but by the 1950s, the empire was shrinking as countries got their independence, and it later became known as Commonwealth Day.